Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hi guys, it's Evelyn Young here. I'm so excited to be starting my podcast and bringing you the pilot episode of That Cinema. It's really been a long time coming. I always said, like, oh, I'm gonna start a podcast when I have X amount of followers on TikTok or Instagram, but I quickly realized after rumors of TikTok getting banned circulating that I might as well just send it. I'm literally just a girl. I'm passionate about film. Like, why not? So I came up with the name That's Cinema because I was driving one night and was listening to Dean Martin on the radio when one of his more famous songs, That's Amore, came on, and I was like, I got it. That's Cinema, like in the tune of That's Amore, like That's Cinema. I promise I'm a better singer than that. I'm just trying to give you guys like a little demo of like, how it is. So I figured an accent ague would be a little fun because I wanted to pay tribute to Alice Guy Blaché, who really doesn't get talked about enough. She was the first woman who was a mainstream director in film, and also in general, France was really one of the pioneering countries of cinema with the Lumiere brothers, of course. You have people like, I think like Thomas Edison in the United States who were also on it, but the Lumiere brothers were really, they were really carrying it. And I believe that one of the first, the earliest film that's like one of my favorites is like A Trip to the Moon, and that was also in France. I do speak French, in case you were curious. Maybe I'll do a French speaking episode at some point. I don't know. So we're gonna be here talking all things movies from its conception in the late 19th century to today in 2024. Although I will say I probably will be talking about the 20th century the most. I am an old Hollywood girly. I'll certainly be specializing within that area of film. If you follow me on TikTok, I love old Hollywood. It's literally some of my favorite movies of all time come from that era. My favorite film is It's a Wonderful Life, and I even wrote my college essay about it, like my Common App essay. They give you a series of prompts, and then for the like custom one, I recommend doing the custom one. If you're applying to college, do the custom because it showcases a lot of like creativity to kind of come up with your own prompt. So I think the prompt like I kind of came up with was like, what is a movie that like really speaks to you? What's a movie that had a profound impact on your life? Maybe they've changed it. I don't know. But it wasn't there when I was applying to college. And I just wrote all about It's a Wonderful Life and how it just really got me out of depression that I was dealing with all throughout high school. I'm sure many people listening can relate to that. Let's lighten up the mood here a little bit. I do want to give you guys a little bit more of a rundown as to who I am, a biography, all that jazz. So, my full name is Evelyn. I don't know how I got the nickname Lila. I'm 20 years old. I'm originally from the Chicago area, and it's really unsurprising that I garnered the love for movies that I did, given that classic films like Caddyshack, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Mean Girls, and Home Alone were all filmed within 20 minutes of my childhood home. Like, it never ceases to amaze me. My friends and I would be biking into town during the summer, and every now and again, we'd pass the Home Alone house. It's right off of Pine Street, which, if you know Winnetka, it's like the main street that kind of goes into town. Like, we would be passing this house, and we would almost always see people like taking selfies in front of it. And I wonder if that's the reason why the current owners are selling it, because they're probably tired of all these people showing up to take pictures of their house because it's low key a landmark in the cinematic universe of classic films. I don't, God knows how much that house is going for, but that reminds me of a story where Jimmy Stewart was like, he was probably just chilling on a Saturday or whatever day of the week it was, and he notices this family like on his front lawn having a whole ass picnic. And he very nonchalantly just goes outside, turns on the sprinklers, and then walks back in, without a word. That's, I'm probably just picturing him in like a collared shirt, pair of khakis, some pretty ordinary sneakers. He was a pretty modest, chill guy. So hence that's the outfit I'm probably picturing him in. And, you know, like they say in Chicago, they had it coming. I am also a theater kid. I'm excited to formally come out of retirement. I kind of came out of retirement because for one of my finals, I had to act out a scene from A Midsummer Night's Dream as Helena. It was kind of like an abbreviated version of the play. So I had to fit in like all these different lines to sum up Midsummer Night's Dream. A lot to cram in within 5 minutes, but I did it. I got an A, and I'm definitely excited to like someday do a theater production in the future because I really do love it and it's so fun. And I love the friends that I've made through doing plays and musicals over the years. I'm also a film major. I definitely think that there is a theater kid to film major pipeline. And if no one has said it formally already, here I am saying it, and here I am being living proof that it exists. That's really about it, honestly. I just wanted you guys to have a chance to get to know me, get to know the podcast, and I'm so excited to see what the future holds in store for us. I'm so excited to record my first formal episode, and just, yeah, like, this is just so exciting. I'm so excited to be embarking on this next chapter in my content creating. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode. Have a great week.